Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Traigo cordiales saludos de la delegación de Filipinas. Felicitaciones por su elección como presidente. Muchas gracias también por tu excelente trabajo. And we also thank the Implementation Support Unit for the arrangement for this meeting. Mr. President, my delegation takes the floor for the first time as a high contracting party of this protocol, which entered into force in the Philippines 4 days ago. The Philippines now takes pride in becoming high contracting party to all protocols of this convention and to all humanitarian disarmament instrument. This demonstrates our people's enduring commitment to international humanitarian law. My delegation takes this opportunity to thank you personally, Mr. President, and the government of Spain for its support and encouragement as we undertook the final process of our ratification process earlier this year. Your personal commitment to the universalization of this instrument is commendable. Mr. President, we completed our domestic ratification process for this protocol on the 12th of April this year and deposited the instrument of our ratification with the UN Secretariat on the 10th of May. Yet our commitment to the norms enshrined in this protocol predates this formal process. Addressing the reverberating effects of explosive remnants of war, or ERWs, and assisting the victims of these humanitarian impacts have always been embedded in Philippine policy, which is pursued with an inclusive whole-of-society approach that takes into account the perspective of all stakeholders and partners and includes them in our decision-making process. Our policy on addressing the humanitarian consequences of ERWs is linked with our political will to address the root causes of various armed conflicts. This is particularly pronounced in the peace and reconciliation process in the Bangsamoro, a new autonomous region in southern Philippines that is currently building its institutions with a view to achieving just and lasting peace. This peace process has seen the development of robust norms that have advanced the goals and objectives of the CCW, including in the context of ERW's clearance at the national and subnational levels. The spirit of reconciliation is seen in ongoing cooperation between our military and the regional authorities to rid local communities of ERWs. Mr. President, our commitment to humanitarian disarmament is anchored on two advocacies. First, the promotion of victim centrality in all disarmament work, and second, the enhancement of independent national capacities of affected states. Victim centrality is reflected in our national policy's emphasis on comprehensive victim assistance, including physical and psychosocial recovery, full socioeconomic reintegration, and the pursuit of justice with a view to full realization of the victims' rights and their full participation as members of community and society. A few days after we ratified Protocol 5, the Philippine Congress enacted the Marawi Siege Compensation Act. This legislation recognizes the impact of ERWs and allocates government fund for compensation to victims of ERWs, including their heirs and those whose properties were destroyed, as well as internally displaced persons. Protocol 5 complements the work and advocacies of ASEAN member states on promoting norms against mines and assisting victims of explosive remnants of war and unexploded ordnances, including through the ASEAN Regional Mine Action Center, or ARMAC. Just as we have been promoting the norms of Protocol 5 in the Philippines even before our formal accession, so is ASEAN already pursuing humanitarian objectives in line with its vision for a rules-based, people-centered political security community. We note, for example, that in some ASEAN member states, freedom from UXO has been identified as a supplemental sustainable development goal. Mr. President, you can be assured that the Philippines will continue our advocacies for this convention within the ASEAN region and beyond. I thank you, Mr. President.